You're with Rod Quinn. This is ABC Local Radio Overnights, and we cross now live to Canada. Former producer of this program, Lucy Robson, has been there for the past few months, but is about to head off elsewhere. Lucy, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Rod. Well, good afternoon from Toronto, Ontario.
And I'm
sure,
yeah, it's a country absolutely caught up in a Commonwealth Games fever at the moment.
Yeah, I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I know that Canada takes its part in the Commonwealth quite seriously, and we also really love sport. So, yeah, Commonwealth Games fever, I wouldn't say, but, yeah, Canadians are quite interested, I suppose. Are you interested, Rod?
Well, I'm forced to be interested. I'm interested in sport, of course, and the Commonwealth Games are going on even as we speak, so... I don't know, we tend to think of Canada as being a little America in a way and not really part of the Commonwealth, but it's, well, a very major part of the Commonwealth. And I'd be interested to know whether or not there have been any indications of that wherever you've been, pictures of the Queen and things like that.
Yeah, well, actually, Canadians have the Queen on their money, just like we do in Australia. And the royal family is quite popular here. They always visit Canada, of course, on their world tours. And I've been asking people if there's much of a Republican movement in Canada, and I haven't really seen many signs of it. So maybe they're even more, excited to be part of the old empire than Australians are. I can't really make a judgment on that, but it's not really like a little America. There is a bit of a joke that Canada defines itself as being not America,
yeah,
which you do hear quite a bit.
Now, what they do love in Canada, though, is hockey, or they call it hockey, we call it ice hockey, but there is a possibility that hockey, or ice hockey, is under threat from what?
From climate change, actually, because, of course, you can build places for people to play ice hockey. But traditionally, the way kids have learnt to play is on frozen ponds and lakes and rivers kind of in their backyard or on the outskirts of their towns. And with the temperatures rising, the National Hockey League has actually put out a warning. I'm not sure if there's a time frame attached to this, but if water is less likely to freeze for weeks at a time, then these kids are not going to be able to play hockey. And they, when they made this announcement, they put out, mentioned a couple of names of people who became great players because they were able to play as a child in the backyard. And that might not happen anymore in the future, which is quite worrying because Canadians love hockey more than most other things, I think.
And more than what Australians love, cricket or AFL or rugby league, rugby union, things like that.
I don't know about more, but definitely as much.
Do you remember the names of any of those hockey stars? We're talking about Mario Lemieux, Gordie Howe, those sorts of people, Rocket Richard.
No, I don't remember any names, Rod. Of course not. Okay. But I am concerned about the future of hockey as a Canadian, I suppose.
Of course. But I find it hard to believe, really, that the future of hockey is threatened by the fact that some ponds may not freeze over. I mean, they do have, I presume, ice hockey or ice rinks that people could go and practice their ice hockey on.
Yeah, of course they do. And I suppose, people are not going to stop playing hockey because of that. But I did find it interesting that maybe somebody who had not, paid a whole lot of attention to climate change before sees that hockey is under threat. That could be very worrying for a lot of Canadians.
Okay. And I presume, though, that in those rural and remote areas where there are no ice rinks, they could be in the northern region, which is more likely to be colder than the southern region.
Well, that is very true. And that would be frozen for more of the year anyway.
Exactly right, yes.
So, yeah, don't worry too much about it.
Well, I am worried, but that's okay. I am also interested, as indeed is the rest of the world, Lucy, with, and I didn't think I'd ever say this, the Toronto mayoral election, which is coming up later in the year, because all of a sudden, Rob Ford has become the most famous mayor in the world. What's the latest with Rob Ford?
Well, when I talked to Overnights last time, I talked with Sally and Rob Ford was still in rehab at that time. he's out of rehab now, and he's been in the news quite a lot, as he always is, because he's quite high profile in Canada as well as around the world. I mean, a lot of people know about Toronto just because of Rob Ford. And he says that he's much better. I think sober as a judge, healthy as a horse was one of the quotes that I've been reading lately. And it's not just Rob Ford, it's various members of the Ford family who are involved in politics. Doug Ford is has always supported Rob a lot with his campaign, and they're doing a lot of fundraising, campaigning kind of activities, including this event, which is, I don't know if it's officially called this, but people are calling it Ford Fest, which is taking over some public spaces in the city, and there have actually been quite a few complaints from residents about all the commotion and all the events. And there's a new Ford person running for council. I can't remember which ward exactly, but it's Rob Ford's nephew called Mike Ford. He's running as well. And apparently he's very, very young. He's probably only 20 years old or something like that, running for council.
I know the ward. I think it's the Ford ward. Now, I've got to ask this, though. How does Toronto function as a city with a mayor either doing crack or drunk or in rehab? How does it actually function?
I guess, look, I would just have to guess that other people have to work a lot more to keep everything functioning. I mean, I've never lived in Toronto when Rob Ford was not the mayor.
Yeah.
But he has been away from his post for a long time while he was in rehab for a couple of weeks. And everything seemed to function just as well as usual. So I don't know if they're just prepared for it or I'm not sure. But the thing is, a lot of people in Toronto are a bit embarrassed by the whole thing, as you can imagine.
Oh, I know. But the people are going to get a chance to vote him out if they want to. And they know exactly what sort of a man he is now, what kind of a mayor he is. Do we get the feeling that he will be re-elected as mayor of Toronto?
Well, because the campaigning has been going on for so long, there have been so many polls, as you can imagine, all the time. And last I checked, he wasn't actually coming last. He wasn't the favourite either, but he still has quite a lot of support. I think the front runner is a woman called Olivia Chow, who's quite an accomplished local politician. So she's probably going to become mayor, but Rob Ford is still in with a chance.
Okay, we'll see what happens to him if he loses, what kind of a career he's got ahead of him after being, you know, the inebriated, drug-addled mayor of Toronto. There's no other way of putting it.
Well, he's sober now, of course, but he could, you know, I mean, he's a celebrity, an international celebrity now, so I'm sure it's not going to be the last that we see of him.
Yeah, I don't know how many international celebrities there are who are, you know, the go-to person on Canadian politics, but I suppose now we've got one. Now, something else that you're very interested in is vintage clothing, Lucy. A vintage clothing shop has opened up down the road from where you are, and it's very special. What's the story?
Well, they are all items of clothing that previously were owned by the Quebec government. For people that don't know, Quebec is the province next door to Ontario. They speak French there. And the government had this huge store of clothing that they use for vintage photo shoots and film shoots and things like that, which I think is pretty interesting. Anyway, they sold all of them to a company who have now opened up a pop-up shop. Apparently there's 200,000 items. from the 1950s onwards, and it's all in the neighbourhood of Queen West, which is already a pretty fun place to go and buy vintage clothing. So I am really, really excited about this. I'm more excited about that than the Commonwealth Games.
I'm not surprised. But I can't believe that the government owns all these clothes. I mean, if people want to make a movie or a TV show or historic photo shoots, then surely it's up to the movie company to provide the costumes rather than the government. I find that bizarre.
Well, they don't own them anymore. So I think it's probably an outdated model of doing things. It probably belongs to like the cultural board or film board of Quebec or something like that. I'm pretty curious in any case. now, to get a piece of Quebec
exactly
for myself.
Right. It seems like just yesterday you arrived in Canada. Has it just gone past in a blur?
Yes and no. It does seem strange that I have been here for 2 months, but I've seen a lot already and met a lot of people, done a lot of things, but I am actually going overseas again next week and then coming back to Canada.
Oh, okay. So where are you going now?
I'm going to Berlin.
Berlin,
for 10 days.
Which is some place that you've lived there in the past, or you've spent time there in the past.
Yes, I spent 12 months in Berlin in my younger days, and I'm going back next week for a little trip on the side of this trip, I guess.
So what are you looking forward to doing there?
You know what? Might sound really strange, but one thing I'm really excited to do is eat Turkish food in Berlin, because there's a large Turkish community in Germany on the whole, and in Berlin, a couple of neighborhoods, I have a large Turkish population and a lot of really great Turkish restaurants. And there's one that I used to go to all the time, and I can't wait to go there again. Obviously, that's not the only thing I want to do, but that is high on my list.
It seems a long way to go from Canada to Berlin for a Turkish meal. Surely they've got good Turkish restaurants in Toronto.
That is true. Toronto is a very diverse city, and you can get any food that you want here, I think. But I'm definitely going to eat as much Turkish as I can. But the reason I'm actually going over to Germany is to go to a music festival.
Because you're a huge heavy metal fan. What is the music festival?
It's an electronic music festival, which is not surprising because there are a lot of those anyway in Germany. But this one looks quite interesting. It's called Nacht Digital, so Digital Night.
Right, yeah.
And it's in the countryside of Saxony. And it's quite hard to get tickets. So I thought I should use the opportunity of being in this part of the world, this top half of the world. Because once I come back to Australia, it's going to be much, much further away.
So how did you manage to get tickets if it's so difficult?
Some very good friends in Berlin happened to have an extra ticket invited me to come over.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
And you'll be able to take the stage. You're already playing drums in a band.
Yes, I'm playing a drum kit, which is not... I don't think I'm going to see a lot of drum kits at this festival. But yes, I have been learning drums, and I'm actually playing in a band. We're doing little shows around the city. It's great. I feel like I'm having my teenage years...
a few years later.
...over again, just a bit later than
so
they were.
What kind of music do you play in this band?
We play pop music... a bit folky. We have a mandolin player in the band, which is a nice touch, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably easier to play drums than mandolin, isn't it?
Yes, I would definitely say so. The mandolin looks quite complicated.
Okay. We will talk to you again, I think, in Canada in a few weeks' time after you've been to Digital Night in Berlin. And it's been lovely to catch up. And Lucy, safe travels. Be careful, because it can be a little dangerous out there these days. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Nice to talk to you, Rod.
Have a wonderful time. Lucy Robson in Canada.